again. My name's Andrew Shields. I'm a trustee of the Chartered Banker Institute, and a very warm welcome to today's episode number 3 in our series of podcasts about payment services industry, entitled Push Payments, What You Need to Know About the New Regulations. And I'm delighted to be joined again today by Kate Frankish from PayUK. So we've spoken already about ways in which PayUK is supporting the banking sector with its regulatory compliance. And from October 2024, there are new requirements on banks to support victims of authorised push payment scams. Can you help us untangle these regulations for our members? And firstly, what they are and how do these differ from what was there before? And do these regulations only apply to just banks or other service providers such as fintechs? So good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Andrew. Lovely to speak to you again. So yes, we're hurtling towards October. We're certainly feeling it in Pay.UK and all of the PSPs who come under the new regulations will also be feeling the pressure. So let me explain to you, let me break it down. So there's a piece of regulation called SD20 that's come from the payment systems regulator. And that basically states all PSPs who participate in the faster payments scheme and that provide relevant accounts in the UK come under this direction. So they have to comply with this new regulation. And what is the regulation? The core part of the regulation is that all victims who are victims of APP fraud are refunded within 5 days of actually expressing that they've been defrauded to their sending bank. And then the sending and receiving bank have to share the liability of that claim 50-50. And the maximum claim in any one claim is £415,000. So fundamentally, it's putting in regulation to make sure that victims of APP fraud are refunded in a consistent way by their banks. And one of the things that you asked in your question was, how does it differ from what's there today? So today, there's something called the contingent reimbursement model, and that's a code that is voluntary. And there's a small number of banks who take part in this code and refund around 60% of APP claims. So there is something in place at the moment. It's voluntary, it's not always consistent. And what the PSR are trying to do with this new regulation is make it much more consistent for victims of fraud and make sure that the liability is shared between both sending and receiving banks, because the receiving bank has opened an account, a mule account, something that a fraudster can use to send money to and then cash out. So they're making sure that there's a share of liability rather than the sending bank having all of the liability. There's another part of the regulation on us as Pay.UK, which is called SD19. And that means that we have to publish the regulations into our FPS rules. We have to collect compliance data to those rules, and we have to run a consequence management regime to understand who is and who is not complying with those rules. How do we help them to make sure that they do go through a set process, which has been published publicly, and then go to the PSR if we can actually get compliance through. What we have done in Pay.UK is, though we've gone further than what we're regulated to do. So at the same time, having about a year and a half ago spoken to a wide group of the industry, it became apparent that obviously there needs to be a system to manage claims. There needs to be a way for each PSP to talk to each other. And it needs to be one system that everybody uses. And we've developed our system, which is called RCMS. We also have developed a best practice guide which covers more complex cases and gives advice to fraud operational colleagues on how they can deal with those complex cases. And we've also convened industry groups to manage run issues when we go live. So making sure that we've got a way, including the PSR, that we can quickly understand any issues that we find, which are bound to happen, and help industry solve those quickly. So that's really kind of end to end what's happening with the APPR regulation, Andrew. what that was really all about, does it apply, you know, what PSPs does it apply to? Is it things like, is it all with fintechs and e-money providers? And actually, yes, it is. If you provide relevant accounts in the UK and use Faster Payments either directly or through another provider, you are in scope. And the PSR published a list on their website, and it's a list of 1,403 PSPs. So it is a vast list. We are working to contact all of those PSPs where we have contact details to make sure that they know about the regulation. But also, there's plenty of information on our website, so I would encourage everybody to go and have a look and search on APP regulations. You'll find plenty of information there.
Okay, that's great, Kate. Thank you for that. And it's reassuring to hear about all these different elements. So then, what should our members and their organisations be doing to comply with this?
So a registration for our RCMS core product is open at the moment. And if you are a PSP who comes under this regulation, you have to register with RCMS by the 20th of August or sooner. And it's a simple process. There's a link on our website. And this enables the first steps of you getting onto the system, being able to contract to use the system and give you access to the directory, which is a really core part of day one. So the directory means that when you're a sending bank and one of your customers calls in to report an APP scam, you need to know how to get in contact with the receiving bank very quickly. And the directory service gives all of that information so that you can contact each other and deal with the claim based on the quick timelines that are within the regulation. The other part of registering with our RCMS tool is that we have a thing called Reporting Standard A, and that is the 19 data points that each PSP has to report on a monthly basis, which helps us understand whether or not compliance is being enabled. And that, again, is part of the regulation. So you do have to use the tool for these two things, at least. Members can also choose to use the tool for full case management from day one through a user interface. And again, we'll be doing demonstrations and webinars that we're recording and then putting on our website so everybody can access them to show you the workflow and how that actually works. But from day one, there will be a number of systems being used, such as the UK Finance BPS system. There is a manual reporting process from day one. And then once everybody has moved on to the RCMS tool for full case management, which we expect to be sometime next year, we're working through that planning at the moment with the PSR and industry, then all of that will happen automatically. So the claims can be managed through the tool and the data will be automatically collected and sent for us to view at the other end. The planning for the migration of things like the BPS members starts next month, and we'll make sure that we're looking at timeliness, because for day one, the process will be slightly disjointed because there are different systems in play. And we know we need to get to a point where there's one strategic system for the whole of the industry to be able to talk to each other and for the system to be able to report compliance data and take out operational cost for everybody involved in this piece of regulation. So that's kind of end to end what's important and we need people to start to do.
So how is PayUK supporting banks in implementing these new regulations, and what resources are available to our members and their employers?
Yeah, so we are running a whole host of industry groups with selection of lots of different types of PSPs. As you can imagine, with potentially 1,403 PSPs in scope of this regulation, we can't include everybody in those working groups, but we do make sure that when we select or invite members in that to those groups, that we have a selection. So it's not just big banks, it's not just small banks, it's fintechs, it's the whole gambit of types of organisation. So those groups help us work through any kind of remaining potential issues. We're still, as I say, the best practice guide, which is a key piece of documentation, which will be available to everybody by the end of this month. We're working through gathering information from the fraud experts in the industry of what scenarios we think could potentially happen. And then they're helping us put together what process might work for the industry. And that will change as we go live and we understand how claims work in practice also. So there are lots of groups, and you can find out about these groups on our website again. And most of the resources are on our website, because with such a vast number of PSPs needing to access information and onboard onto the RCMS tool, or register with the RCMS tool, we need to make it as digital and light touch a process for everybody involved. But I would ask you to go to our website in the first instance, and then there's contact email addresses, etc., if you need to find out more.
Fantastic, Kate, and thank you very much indeed for all your inputs today. That's been an extremely informative session. And thank you also to all our listeners in this podcast series as well. That's it for today, and we look forward to welcoming you to the next episode, episode 4, which will be around confirmation of PE expansion. But for the time being, from Kate and myself, wishing you a great day, and thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.